What drew you to run for the Becker School Board? It's not a particularly glamorous job.
No, it's had its challenges. We've been fortunate enough to be part of this community and they've supported us for a long time. As we've grown in our business, I've fortunate enough also to have a little bit more time now. So my experience in business and in the community, I can help.
You have two kids in the district. One you say just graduated,
correct,
another's a sophomore. What do you feel, from a personal perspective, what do you feel Becker does better than anyone else? What are the real high points in the Becker School District?
Well, I think it starts, we've got great kids and great teachers for the most part. I think some of the hurdles and challenges that we're facing are just some of the louder voices that don't necessarily always help, but also need to be heard, need to figure out how to come to the table and show everybody that it actually is a very good school and a very good community, and some of the negative press doesn't reflect what actually goes on here.
In terms of dark clouds on the horizon, were there any personal issues or anything in the school that particularly drew you to run for school board? Do you see any challenges coming up for Becker School Board?
My kids' experiences have been great, whether it's in school, academics, sports, and I really would have no complaints, but there are some challenges, but I don't think they're something that we can't conquer. Good communication, whether it's communication between parents and teachers, school board and administration, but I feel it's nothing that is really something that we can't handle.
This is the elevator speech. I give this opportunity for everyone. Why Ryan Hubbard for school board?
Like I said, I feel we've been involved in the community enough. We know the school, we've been there. And the experience that I have with working with our employees, we've got approximately 50 employees right now, and every day we have to deal with those human resources issues, different personalities, managing that along with the business and the finance, I just feel like hopefully can offer the school.
And those are the questions that I had. Was there anything in particular that you wanted to bring to the table, you wanted to mention today?
I think we need to focus on the fact that it is a very good school. Does it have some problems? Yes. We have, like you said, great staff. We've got good administration and we've got very good families and it's a good community. And I think if we do the right things, we can show everybody that it's not all bad, that like the press that we've been receiving.